This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Fires are kindled, sending it back. We just make it go back. Beating hearts, come as one, come as one. This is Indian country. This is Indian country. All of First Nation, there's no chance we ever gonna give up. Beating hearts, come as one, come as one. This is Indian country. This is Indian.
You are listening to Tillicumwawa, Voices of the People, with Eugene.
This is Rhonda, also known as Shesley.
And Lewis.
And we have a very special guest on the phone, Deborah Whiteplume. Are you there, Deborah?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us, yes.
And I'm going to make this introduction brief because we have a pretty big subject to get into and want to get as much time into it. Deborah Whiteplume is a longtime Oglala activist. One of the big projects she is working on is stopping the KXL pipeline. Her and her husband, Alex, had a film made about them with their efforts to grow hemp, which is legal on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and the film is called Standing Silent Nation. So, welcome, Deborah.
Thank you.
So, could you tell us how you all got involved with the pipeline, the KXL pipeline, and why is it going to cross the reservation?
We got involved in the Keystone XL pipeline through our protection of sacred water work, and we still are in the process of opposing some licenses that a Canadian-based uranium mining company named Cameco wants to access in the state of Nebraska, which borders on our southern reservation line. So through that, we started doing a lot of work on water and educating our people about the impacts of uranium mining to groundwater. And it just so happened at that time, Cameco was in the process of applying for some licenses to do in-situ leach mining. So we started looking into water issues and water rights and Canadian corporations doing business in the United States, and we found out about the tar sands oil mine up along the Athabascan River Basin. And from that, we learned how, you know, just basically destructive that process is that they use to mine the tar sands oil. And then we learned about this pipeline that they need to get that tar sands oil from the Edmonton area down all the way to Texas. So they put in an application with the United States, and because it crosses the international border, it has to go through the Department of State. It will come in Montana, cross through South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and on down to Texas. And it does not cross the exterior boundaries of our so-called reservations in South Dakota. But what it does is it crosses our unceded treaty territory, 1868 Fort Laramie Treaty Territory, 1851 Fort Laramie Treaty Territory, and it will cross the water that is piped into our people here from the middle of the state, which is about 200 miles away. We have to have our drinking water piped in. So when we found out that that pipeline would cross not only the treaty territory, but our drinking water pipeline, as well as the Oglala Aquifer, which stretches from South Dakota to Texas, it's a precious national resource, it's a treasure, then we, you know, it was just kind of our obligation to oppose that pipeline because of its impacts to not only groundwater, but surface water and our drinking water pipeline as well. So with the direction of our treaty people, our traditional elders, and including tribal government, we moved forth and we started becoming really active and learning about it, educating our people about it, and you know, eventually taking action through treaty councils and tribal councils, as well as direct action in the streets of Washington, D.C. to oppose this pipeline to protect our sacred water.
Okay, we're going to have to take a few minutes break here for a pitch break, and then we'll come right back to you. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eugene. I am Del, and I'm here with Sam, and we both are here to remind you how important it is to contribute to your community radio station. The number to call is 877-500-5266. You can also go online to kboo.fm and donate online. I think that you've been reminding, but we need to remind you again that the reason why you tune into KBOO is because we bring you these issues. We are talking about the pipeline when not a lot of other people are talking about it. We're bringing you the people who actually are going to be directly affected by what this pipeline is going to do. Not only is it bringing in tar sand oil, but also it's hurting our community here in the United States. And Telecom Wawa is bringing you this important story. So again, if you tune in, if you hear every Thursday night and tune into Telecom Wawa, to Native American Public Affairs Show, it's time that you show your support by giving. The number is 877-500-5266. And it can be very simple and easy. You can do an electronics fund transfer. This is what I personally do. Every month you can give just a small amount and it will add up. And what we like to call the people who do that are sustainable members, because we know that we can count on this money every month. And it can be as small as $5 or as big as $100 a month, whatever you can afford. Sam.
Yes, Del. I would say that it doesn't even have, you don't even have to limit it to $100 a month. If you have room in your, for those of you who have room in your budget for even more, we will welcome it. We are all about making it, meeting you where you are at. Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, this is where you hear mention of treaty obligations. That have become, by ratification by the Congress, part of the Constitution. This is the supreme law of the land, and here is a company that wants to profit by violating that very law. Who else brings that dimension to it? Only KBOO brings you that particular dimension of this story. We hear little bits. We hear all about one particular side or two or three facets of this multifaceted story, and you hear the missing bits right here. So we want to hear from you. We want to hear from the missing listeners, the Los Invisibles. We want to hear from you. Become visible. Become a part of this experiment in electronic media. 877-500-5266.
And we're back. Hello, Deborah. You still there? Hello, Deborah?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, good. So The Oglala have recently made a resolution to oppose the pipeline, correct?
Yes, our tribal government opposed the pipeline. Ever since we became aware of it, we took resolutions to the tribal council, and, you know, our administration changes every 2 years, and we just had another election a few months ago, and a lot of the council, you know, is seated now, were previously in tribal government, and they knew about it, but because there was at least half of our tribal council that were new, they wanted to also take action to oppose the pipeline and to reiterate the challenge that we're putting out there. You know, this is our sacred water, and the United States doesn't have any authority to come onto unceded treaty territory and to risk our drinking water for the profit of a foreign-owned company. So they did pass a tribal resolution the other day, and it's very strong in its language. It cites treaty law, it cites the American law, it cites treaties are basically international law, and it also cites the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, and it cites some of the current protections under American law, like the National Historic Preservation Act and Tribal Cultural Historical Preservation Acts, and, you know, just calling on the United States to obey their own laws, protect their own people, protect their land and their water from this what we call fat taker, who wants to come and make profit and threaten our drinking water. And, you know, we believe that water belongs to our children, our future generations, and it's our duty and privilege to protect it for them. So that's what we're doing, you know, every way that we can.
Has the United States government replied to the resolution at all?
Not yet. It was just passed a couple of days ago, and there's going to be a big meeting coming up April 11th in Rapid City with the State Department and at least 40 tribes from Montana through Texas who all have concerns about this pipeline. And on April 18th, there will be another hearing by the State Department in Nebraska for citizens to make their comments. The comment period began March 1st, and it ends in mid-April, and then after that, the American government apparatus has a timeline to do what they do, and by September to October, the United States will decide yes or no, and the Secretary of State can say yes, President Obama, we recommend, or no, we do not recommend, or they could say, here's the information, you decide.
This is Shesley, and it sounds like from international law standpoint that the United States government doesn't have any right at all to do this to your water and to your land. So what recourse do you have if they decide to go ahead with it?
Well, one of the things that we've been working on for the past few years is to create an alliance with the American citizens in the route of the pipeline, because they're in the position now that our ancestors were in, you know, with their backs to the wall. And the United States government has allowed TransCanada to take their land through eminent domain in order to lay their pipeline. So we formed an alliance called Cowboy and Indian Alliance, the CIA. And all of these farmers and ranchers, you know, they're trying to protect their land for their farms, their ranches, and for their children. And right now, they've lost their lands to TransCanada through eminent domain. So the farmers and ranchers are utilizing the court system the best way they can to fight for the rights to their land. And as Native Nations, Red Nations people, we, you know, have our treaties to rely on, and our traditionals and our elected officials have passed declarations and resolutions and ordinances opposing this pipeline and calling on every Lakota person to stand and defend the land and the water. So that's what we're preparing to do.
I imagine that gathering on April 18th is going to be huge, because, I, like you said, Cowboy and Indian Alliance, I've heard those stories about farmers and ranch owners who just get one notice and then they're booted off their land for eminent domain.
Right, that's what's been happening to many, many landowners, and I'm sure they'll all be there to voice their opposition, but we'll see what happens.
Well, we're so thrilled to be able to get a firsthand report from you, Deborah, and we really appreciate it. We're running into another break for membership drive, so I don't know whether you would want to stay with us for 6 minutes, but well, that happens or not, but...
We certainly hope you do. Do you have time to stick with us some more?
I sure would like to, but I have another commitment I have to get
understood.
To here. But thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much for calling
in. We really depend on this kind of radio, so I hope everything goes well for you.
Well, maybe we can run a few minutes into the next pitch and then extend it afterwards, because I would like to know how can our listeners help support you and get more information on what you're doing?
Well, what they could do is I'm on Facebook, Deborah Whiteplume. They can also go to Facebook, Bold Nebraska, B-O-L-D, Nebraska, and Tar Sands Resistors. There's a lot of different entities who've come together, and we're not little entities anymore. We've organized ourselves as the Great Plains Tar Sands Resistors. So there's going to be a lot of direct action happening from Montana to Texas to send a message to President Obama that we support you in saying no to letting this pipeline into the country.
Power to the people.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. And blessings on all your family members back there and all around
Same
the world.
Same to you all. Thank you so
Thanks.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And now, off to another pitch break.
Yes, thank you, Eugene. I'm Del. I'm a host and producer for Brad and Riz's. We have a show on Friday night. I want to thank the team of Telecom Wawa for bringing in this grassroots activist woman who is helping organize at the grassroots level. I think that this is one of the things that KBOO does beautifully every single day of the year, is bring you the voices that are not being heard anywhere else. She actually said herself, we rely on community radios, on radio stations and shows like Telecom Wawa, on radio stations like KBOO, to let people know out there, to let you know, the listener, what is really at stake. And the solutions exist. It's happening on the ground, whether it's through the Cowboy and Indian Alliance, the CIA, I love that, or the Great Plains Tar Sands Resistance, which she talked about both. It's happening, and only here on KBOO can you hear about it. If you feel so compelled by what you just heard, please give us a call, 877-500-5266, or go online, kboo.fm. to make your contribution to community radio.
Please do. That number again is 877-500-5266. Good evening, everyone. My name is Sam. I'm joining Dell tonight, and we are here to remind you one more time of just what it takes to bring you Tillicum Wawa, to bring you all the news and public affairs and the arts and culture programming that you rely on to be a fully informed and fully involved, active member of your community. And now I am calling on you to get radioactive. There is a positive sense of that word.
Yes.
Get active in radio. KBOO 90.7 FM. You can listen online, kboo.fm. I'm inviting everyone listening over the internet to use that website to make your fully tax-deductible 501c3 donation today. And you're not just giving, you are getting. You are getting Tillicum Wawa. You are getting KBOO in general. The whole thing, 24/7, every single day of the year, every year, for 45 years so far. Can we do another 45? Yes, we can, with your support. 877-500-5266. You will call that number because you value being able to tune on your radio and hear voices like that of Deborah Whiteplume of Bold Nebraska, of the Cowboy and Indian Alliance, because you know you cannot hear that elsewhere. This is important. This is vital. You do not get it anywhere else, and that is why you are going to call 877-500-5266. 800-500-5266. This is probably the only service you use where you get to decide how much you pay to receive that service. Just try to get away with that with Northwest Natural, with PGE, with Comcast. You cannot do it, but here you can, because we are here for you, and we need you to be here for us. And the way you do that is you log on to kboo.fm, take a poke around the website, see what you see there. I guarantee you will be impressed. In whatever direction, you will be impressed with what you see. Call 877-500-5266 and tell the volunteer that's a volunteer, because we put your money to good use. We don't waste it on extravagant compensation for the people who do the work here. We get volunteers who do this because they love it, because they have already recognized the value of KBOO, and they get involved. They get in there. They get their hands dirty, so you can just tune in and all that wonderful and sometimes not so pleasant but extremely important information just flows out of your speakers, because people are here doing the work, and they can do that because you do the work of calling 877-500-5266, and you tell that volunteer the amount of your radio bill and how you wish to pay it. We want to thank you, just like we are going to thank Marcy Bakery at 1625 Southeast Bybee, Savalia Thai at 4806 Southeast Stark Street, and Vita Cafe at 3024 Northeast Alberta. They got involved in a way that made sense for them. Those are restaurants, and they have provided food to keep our phone volunteers fed and sustained and ready to take your call at 877-500-5266. They need to hear from you now so that you can hear from Eugene and Red Willow and the rest of the Tillicum Wawa crew.
And what I want to let you know as well is that you do get a lot, but you also get to be part of what community radio is. You listen right now. After you join, you also become a stakeholder in KBOO. You get to vote on many issues, on the board, on where this radio station is going. So maybe you're out there and you're like, I wish KBOO had that. Well, guess what? You can make it happen. I want to thank Lewis right now, who is a renewing member from Hillsboro. Thank you, Lewis, for giving today. Again, the phone number is 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm.
We have set a very modest goal for ourselves. We need only $140 to go for this hour, and we can do it with your help. 877-500-5266.
This is Tillicum Wawa, and that was Pipestone from their CD Round Dance Songs. And that one is called As the Res Turns. Kind of like a Revolution Now kind of thing when the res turns and the earth turns.
Yeah. Revolution, resolution, reservation, revolution now.
That was quite, I feel very honored that Deborah White Plume joined Tillicum Wawa to talk about the Oglala resolution to keep the Keystone XL pipeline off their unceded lands and going across the Oglala aquifer and across their water pipelines.
Well, the Oglala affects a good part of this country, not just Indians. Also, it's not going to be a it's not going to help prices for Americans. It's actually a negative for most Americans because now they'll be able to ship the oil to the Gulf and ship it anywhere they want. So the price of fuel in the middle part of the country, part of where it goes through, is projected to increase because of the pipeline. And you said something about jobs.
Well, that's what Eugene said. If there are people who think this is a good thing for a number of reasons, including job production and giving North America the edge on energy independence in terms of fossil fuel production. And then the problem also is that there aren't refineries to take care of it right here enough, to produce the gas. So
There are refineries on the Gulf, and that's true. But jobs, there'll be some temporary jobs. But as far as creating any long-term good jobs, it's really a short-term. And there really is no long-term. It's a long-term. It's a big negative for Americans, especially people that live in the middle of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, the prices, oil prices will go up. The Oglala Aquifer almost certainly is going to be degraded over time somehow.
Yeah. Those pipes aren't foolproof. They burst all the time. And I was just playing devil's advocate because I am personally opposed to the Keystone XL pipeline as well. So it's really hard for me to even bring up arguments on the other side of the the thing.
And there have been many pipeline bursts with bitumen type pipelines, which is what the tar sands are.
Yes, and especially tar sands because they're so corrosive that and they're heavy, hard to push through. It takes high pressure. The probability of pipeline fractures is great over time. Maybe not for a while, but over time. And that aquifer, the Oglala Aquifer, is so important. It's just foolish to even consider threatening it, potential threat.
There is so much of a threat to Earth, Mother Earth, Onchimaka, and it just isn't worth the, we need to be shifting away from fossil fuel usage like Andrew Geller does by riding his bike everywhere. Ani Haynes rides the bus. And I drive around in a big Buick Century. I'm sorry.
I drive around in a Toyota Camry and a truck.
But that speaks to the systemic problem of the fossil fuel usage. We need to devise ways of going about life and about economy without being so reliant on it.
Well, we need to live differently, but that isn't easy as individuals because our whole culture and setup is designed for high energy use. Yeah. We use even something like twice as much energy as the average European who live at very close to the same living standards that we do.
Yeah, and there are many alternatives as well as of you many KBOO listeners know of, because we cover that quite a bit on this station, which you barely hear on any other station. As well, Henry Ford developed an electric engine early on, which was shot down by the oil business eventually. And it can still be developed, and Estonia recently had installed energy or electric car battery plug-ins, basically like gas stations, so you can do it all over Estonia now. Estonia is ahead of the United States. So,
well, there, not to switch gears too abruptly, so to speak, but there are also 8 countries in the world who have banned genetically modified organisms, specifically Monsanto's use of them and using their countries as little testing grounds. Not so with the United States. Recent not legislation, but whatever to protect Monsanto has come through just over the last few days. The unproven GMOs that are already in the ground can stay there.
Yeah, the Monsanto Protection Act is what people are calling it. And basically, from the very brief stuff I've read about it, is Monsanto now cannot be sued for any reason, for anything, or in fact, anybody who does GMOs, because by anybody whose health is affected by this or for any other reason. And this heavily affects Hawaii because they do a lot of experimentation there, as you've heard in a more recent program here when we had Iokepa on this program.
Hey, something I missed on the KXL. One more comment before we get too far away from that.
Lewis is really on fire with this one.
Well, one of the major benefactors of the pipeline is the Coke Industries.
Not Coca-Cola, but the Coke Brothers.
Not Coca-Cola, Coke Brothers, that's right. and a few other very large companies that will gain billions. Also, you said somewhere in here was mentioned about energy independence. That's a myth. I think we all understand that, but it is a myth.
And I wonder, go ahead.
So this country is, unless we cut use dramatically, there's no independence here.
And I wonder about these sinkholes that are appearing in other parts of the country, like in Florida, where that poor guy went down into the ground and that was it. We heard about sinkholes happening up on a Canadian reservation 8 years ago when this thing was just getting started. And what's that going to do to the structure of the earth?
Well, I lived in Florida at one time.
That is the tar sand extractions, I mean.
No, the tar sands. Yeah, well, that's sinkholes in Florida because they're pumping all the water out.
Yeah.
And there's lots of water underground besides. Then it catches on fire because the Everglades catch on fire because when you pump the water out because there's natural gas, methane. But anyhow, so pumping whatever out from under the, whether it's tar sands or whether it's water, if you're pumping a whole lot out from underneath the surface of the earth, what else do you expect to happen except it's going to collapse in places?
Yeah. So stop messing with Mother Earth. Stop digging around in there and getting everything out. It's not, stop looking at her like she's a resource.
Yes, a very different way. You've got to be a partner, a resource, but not a resource, but a partner. It's part of us.
And lots of people are taking actions against this KXL pipeline.
Right.
There's been lots of action taken in Texas, especially around the farmers that have had their land stolen. And there's lots of actions that have been taken up in the tar sands area. We interviewed Ron Plain a while back about that. And there's lots of blockades. There will be lots more. And you need to contact Obama in the office, also known as George Bush III, and tell him that he is not to do this. As your representative, as president of this alleged United States, this alleged land of freedom, he needs to stop this. He can. He should. So... Well, we only have a few seconds before the next pitch break.
Lots of money involved, though, unfortunately.
Websites for that Deborah Whiteplume mentioned were Tar Sands Resistors and Bold Nebraska, and you can get more information there.
Now, to the pitch break again.
Yes, thank you. I'm Del, and I'm here with Sam, and we're here to remind you that we need your help. KBOO needs your help. Even we as volunteers, if we want to be able to keep doing what we do, which is bring you these very, very important topics, where else do you hear connection being made between tar sands and Monsanto and the several abuses that our Mother Earth is suffering from? Only on KBOO. Very often issues are presented to you in a very simple manner things are not connected, things are detached. Not here on KBOO. We connect the dots for you. We really try to dig deep so that we can understand better the world in which we live, the society in which we live, so that we can change it. And this is what we are listening to on Telecom Wawa tonight. We had grassroots activist Deborah White Plume on the air sharing her effort and the efforts of her communities to stop the tar sand pipeline going through anywhere in the U.S., as a matter of fact. The number for you to call is 877-500-5266. This is the number we are asking you to call, not just because you love what you're hearing, but because you know that you will not be able to hear it anywhere else. You know that every time that you tune on to KBOO 90.7 FM or you go to KBOO.FM, everything that you hear coming out of the airways is something that is meaningful. We check our facts. We bring you the people who are active at the grassroots level. We really try to make sure that the conversation is going. If you have anything to contribute, please feel free to call us. Tell us how you feel. Go online, leave comments for us. Or if you actually feel that something is missing, come onto the air. We will give you this possibility. This is what KBOO has done for me. I'm now a volunteer. I have time on the air so that I can share my piece, so that I can bring to your attention what I think is important. The number again to call is 877-500-5266. You can also go on to KBOO.FM. And Sam, we want to thank a few people today.
Yes, we do. We want to thank Allie in Milwaukee and Lucinda in North Portland. These are renewing members. These are folks who have already gotten on the bus, as it were, and they want to stay because they like the ride.
Yes.
And I want to invite you to join Allie and Lucinda. Become a brand new member because you know how it sounds when you're kind of just, I hesitate to use the word, but I will, freeloading off the signal. Now it's time for you to engage in some science. Let's try an experiment. We've already done the control. Now let's do the experiment. Call 877-500-5266 and see if the signal doesn't sound a little crisper, a little clearer. See if you don't feel a little better when you tune in, knowing that you have done your part to keep it going. 877-500-5266.
And welcome back to Telecom Wawa. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Dell. We are talking about things going on in Portland and across Indian country, everywhere. You know, anywhere you drive in the United States is Indian country. Anywhere mm-hmm. you ride a bike or take a bus, that's all Indian country. That's why we start the show out with that song. This is Indian country.
And we're here to let you know we want it all back. All of it. Every last bit of it.
It's all bent, folded, and spindled. Do we still want it back?
Well, we want the people who messed it up to clean it up as well. And, of course, we're not going to evict anybody except for the 1%, pretty much. And, you know, we'll keep the rest of you here because you all, you know, are pretty cool people. You've been here for a long time. And you'll have to join us instead of the United States. You'll have to become members of our various nations.
We're going to listen to a little I'm an Indian, too, because we just went to that conference at Reed last night, and I thought this would be kind of amusing to break into for a minute or so.
Thank you.
So Portland's own Siadam Edmo was the panel facilitator. We saw wonderful dance exhibitions by the children and not-so-young children from NAIA. And we had a panel discussion from Louis Gong, who's Nooksack, and an artist and activist. We had Adrian Keene from the Cherokee Nation and Dr. Jessica Metcalf, Turtle Mountain Chippewa. They deconstructed the misrepresentation of the quote-unquote native in fashion, sports, and music. Recently, there's been a trend, you probably noticed this everywhere, quote-unquote Indian or Native American print in clothing. And some people are putting on headdresses and partying in them. Highly inappropriate. Those are very important and culturally meaningful pieces that don't belong in mainstream culture. And so they brought up a lot of interesting points. One of them was about Pendleton blankets, which are given and esteemed with such welcoming when they're given in honor. Yeah. And yet, Pendleton Woolen Mills has kind of misappropriated all those patterns. None of that money goes to benefit any tribe. And yet, here we are buying them and giving them away.
Yeah, and I like what Louis Gong had to say about that as... You know, we still give to each other, especially blankets, because a blanket is a representation of when you give it to somebody else that you want them to be comforted, stay warm, especially throughout the winter and everything else. And until yesterday, I had thought that Pendleton Woolen Mills had some sort of connection with natives and was pretty shocked to find out that they don't at all. But when you give a blanket, it's still a great honor, but Pendleton doesn't represent natives and it's appropriated a lot of those designs, as well as Siadam mentioned that instead of giving blankets as they do at graduations at where she goes to college now, or is the college she's affiliated with, they purchase Native American art from Native Americans.
Yeah. So the series or the lecture was called More Than Just a Trend, Native American Appropriation in the 21st Century. It was a Vine Deloria lecture, and the house was packed there at Reed College, and it was really great to see so many people out and learning from this really excellent panel of people. We enjoyed that. I will still accept a Pendleton blanket should anyone want to give me one. But the other thing mentioned was the traditional star quilt pattern that in some places those are being made and given instead of, you know, like the Pendleton's really kind of an Oregon thing. It's a local industry. But that's another really great idea.
And what were the names of the blogs?
Beyond Buckskin is... Jessica Metcalf's website.
Cultural Appropriation.
Right, that's Adrian Keene. And then if you look up Louis, L-O-U-I-E, Gong, G-O-N-G, he does some really fabulous shoes. They're like Chuck Taylors with Northwest Coast design. And that opens up a whole other kettle of fish. Like, are we as natives misusing what's sacred to our people? So that's another discussion sometime.
We'll have to get them on to discuss that.
That would really be really great.
Yeah. And we're getting really, really close to another pitch break.
Oh, I wanted to mention about the Reed College thing yesterday that there was some drumming by Bulls and Bears drum circle. Great music.
It was. Yeah. That was really great. And all the dancers, too, and that little baby boy, one and a half out there dancing away. That was awesome.
Precious.
All the dancers were great as well. And now it's time for a pitch break.
Thank you, Eugene and Shulshi, for bringing up the fact that there's so much going on here at the local level. There's conversations happening here in the community, and this is what they are doing. They're going out in the community and bringing this back and reporting back to you so that if you could not be at Reed last night, you know what has happened, and they let you know what is of issues to the Native American community. If I may say... an issue for all of us, because misappropriation of culture is something that is, you know, everywhere, and something that doesn't feel good for when your culture is being misappropriated or misunderstood. And it's important to be able to talk about these issues. Again, a wonderful topic that you will only hear on Telecom Wawa, that you will only hear on KBOO. The number to call to show your support, because you love what you're hearing, 877-500-5266. Please go to our website, kboo.fm. You can click on the donate jar button on the right corner and go through this. But before you do this, even just surf on the web. Just look at what we do. Look at our schedule. What are the shows? You can browse by interest. If you love hearing about Native American issues, maybe there's other shows that are happening which are covering some of these issues. Also, the wonderful thing that you can do on our website is actually listen to past shows. If you missed a show, if you're not sure, or if you just tuned in and you're wondering what has just happened throughout this hour on Telecom Wawa, go to kboo.fm, look for Telecom Wawa. They have a page. You can learn more about what Telecom Wawa even means. You can learn more about the hosts, and you can learn more about their guests, and you can listen to past show. kboo.fm. You can also call us here at the station, 877-500-5266, so that you can, and you can tell we have volunteer phone answerers ready for your call, and you can tell them why you are donating today, because everybody donates for a reason. You are not just going to donate because I'm telling you to. You are donating. I'm just prompting you to. You are donating because you know the value of KBOO. You tune in, you get what you need, and maybe even more. Maybe we are really the station that's pushing the issue really a little bit further every time to keep you thinking, to keep you engaged. Maybe you're actually walking by. Do you know where KBOO is? 20 Southeast 8th Avenue here in downtown Portland, right across from the river, right at the corner of Southeast Burnside and 8th. And we'll give you a tour. We have a wonderful radio station, very welcoming staff, very welcoming volunteer. We do it for you because we care about our community and we want it to grow. And we need you to keep that commitment. 877-500-5266.
Thank you. This is correct. I'm going to repeat that number. 877-500-5266. Brother Lewis mentioned earlier talking about viewing Mother Earth as a partner in that she provides us with what we need to live, rather than plundering her as a resource. And we want you to view KBOO as your partner in community media, because we are here to provide, to serve as a media outlet that serves your interests, because you are the one paying the bills. It's not Koch Industries, it's not Chevron, it's not Lockheed Martin Murrieta, it is you. And that is why we can tell you about Deborah Whiteplume. That is why we can tell you about the gathering at Reed just last night, which I had no idea. That's part of why I tune into KBOO, why I value KBOO so much that I give freely of my time and energy, because I want it to be available, not just for me, but for you as well. And your part in that is to call 877-500-5266. Be a partner. Be KBOO's partner right now. kboo.fm. You can, as Del was mentioning earlier, you can make your donation right through the website. And meanwhile, once you're done there, you can poke around in there, find the archives, find the downloadable or streamable archive of previous programs that you missed. Whatever it is you need, we are here to provide it for you. Whatever you need from your electronic media outlet that's based in and geared to the service of your community, that's what KBOO is for. And KBOO can do that as long as you get involved. 877-500-5266. I love to work the trope of your radio bill. You can just listen for free, but you know, that's no good. I mean, where's the satisfaction in that? The real satisfaction comes from when you tune in, you say, I paid for that. Mm-hmm. I'm a part of that. I got involved. 877-500-5266. Do it now.
Thanks, Dale and Sam. We stand corrected. We got a caller named Linda. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'm going to read this right off the Pendleton website for the Pendleton Blanket comments previously. This is Pendleton's site saying, we work closely with celebrated Native American artists from across the country to create authentic designs for our blankets, designs that honor the beliefs and traditions of our very first customers. And they donate a portion of the proceeds from the sale of these blankets to the American Indian College Fund to help tribal colleges throughout the country. So yay. As a matter of fact, our wedding blanket is a belt. It has Coyote and the Huckleberry Sisters.
So now you can feel better about it.
Yeah. Put it back on the bed. That's a Karuk myth, by the way. So we're going to have a little bit of background music as we go out, and we want to thank you all for listening. But I have a few announcements. Don't forget that tomorrow you get to see Cody Blackbird and Ed Edmo. Actually, Ed's going to be dressed as Grandma Choke Cherry. I wish I could see that. Tickets are $50 from Friends of Red Lodge, Eventbrite.com. On Saturday, April 6th, 10 to 3 at NAYA, 5135 Northeast Columbia Boulevard, is NAYA's Spring Marketplace. For more information, contact Ryan Parker at 503-288-8177. And then on April 6th in the evening, let's see, do I have that right? March 30th, the 22nd annual Piney Was Elders Powwow, that's this Saturday, and then the NAYA Marketplace is a week from Saturday. So that is at 6255 Northeast Cornfoot Road. It's a really sweet little powwow. And for more information, call Bobby Braywolf at 503-841-8290.
Thank you for those.
Yeah.
And for all of you young Indians out there, please call 503-231-8032. Talk to Ani Haynes, extension 213. Volunteer, get your own radio program, and pry Shesley and I out of these seats so we can get some much needed sleep.
And that's a little bit of a misrepresentation. It won't be your own show. It will be a show that will help be the voice of Native America. I mean, there are all these issues that need to be talked about, and once a week is not too much to talk about them. And wouldn't you rather have locally produced radio than syndicated? Although syndicated, you know, is professional and great, but to get the local flavor, we want local people.
Yeah. So more voices are good.
Yes. Yeah, more is better. You can apprentice with us if you want to.
Yeah, come on down, volunteer. And we're going out with Carlos Nakai and Will Chipman.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, 91.9 FM Hood River and the Gorge, 100.7 FM Corvallis and Albany. The time is 6:59. Coming up at 7 o'clock is Hard Knock Radio, followed by Paula's Picks at 8.
Tune in this Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for News and Public Affairs Day on KBOO. Speakers will include award-winning writer and activist Raj Patel, Bill McKibben of 350.org, and Amy Goodman of Democracy Now!
That motto should be the Hippocratic Oath of the media today. Should be, the Hippocratic oath of us all today. We will not be silent. Democracy Now!
That's KBOO's biannual News and Public Affairs Day this Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. right here on KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio Night for the 2013 Blazers season will be April 17th, the last home game of the regular season.
Tickets are limited for this unique opportunity where a portion of the proceeds will help support your community radio station.
More information can be found at kboo.fm/blazers.
Spring Membership Drive, KBOO Navigator Report. KBOO has a mandate to provide access and programming that fulfills the art and education needs of our vast multicultural community. But several years ago, due to budget cuts, KBOO stopped getting critical market information from a listener tracking service. How can we understand who listens to KBOO and who does not? How do we meet their programming needs or understand how to communicate our services effectively to them without this information? We can't. And because we don't know, we have hesitated to change our programs, reach out to the greater community, and truly fulfill our mission. Please become a member today. Your dollars will help KBOO purchase this vital community data, which will guide the revitalization of KBOO now and into the future. Thank you. Your donations are greatly valued. This has been Lynn Fitch, KBOO Navigator.
This is Wyatt.
This is Maddie.
We listen to KBOO every day.
And we want you to support KBOO.
So call right now.
And the number is 877-500-5266.
And call right now and become a member of Community Radio.
That's KBOO. Wait, what? That's KBOO Portland.
One, two, three, four.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, fam? You're tuned to Hard Knock Radio here on the Pacifica Network. On today's program, we speak with Derica Wilson about Black and Missing. Also later on in the program, Hard Knock Radio correspondent G-Spot brings us a conversation with Parliament Funkadelic. Yes, George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic is in town this week. And later on in the program, Black Agenda Report. I'm Anita Johnson. All this and more ahead.
Yo, this is M1 from Dead Prez.
Hey, what's up? This is Boots from The Coup.
Nah, I mean, telling you to stay tuned to Hard Knock Radio.
Keep it locked.
On the move, this is Pam Africa on Hard Knock Radio, the station of resistance. Down with this rotten-ass system.
Yo, check this out. Hard Knock Radio coming at you, bringing the noise. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy number one. News, views, and hip-hop.
Peace and love, this is Azeem. And you're listening to Hard Knock Radio, real radio. From the concrete up all the way to the sun. Keep shining, y'all. One love.
And again, you're tuned to Hard Knock Radio here on the Pacifica Network. I am Anita Johnson. Joining me today on Hard Knock Radio to discuss the disproportionate number of people of color that have gone missing and little media coverage is provided is Derica Wilson, the co-founder and president of the Black and Missing Foundation, Inc., a Hyattsville, Maryland-based nonprofit organization whose mission is to bring awareness to missing persons of color, provide vital resources and tools to missing persons' families and friends, and to educate the minority community on personal safety. Derica, thank you for taking the time to speak.